It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Republicans have their eye on a handful of seats they need to pick up to take control of the U.S. Senate this November. One is longtime Democratic Senator Tom Harkins, who's retiring later this year. The open seat in Iowa pits Democratic Congressman Bruce Braley against Republican State Senator Joni Ernst. Polls show the race neck and neck as the candidates have just more than 2 months left to campaign.
Do you use the same type of salt all the way through the process?
We don't need salt.
When Democratic Congressman Bruce Braley returned to Iowa from the August recess, one of his first stops was a small specialty meat plant in Norwalk with the man he hopes to replace, Tom Harkins. The company's owner pays a starting wage of $10.10 an hour. That's how much Senator Harkins set the rate in a failed bill he introduced in 2013. Braley says the minimum wage is not something people aspire to.
It's a foot in the door. It gives them a chance to earn money to pay for further education or to get their life together as they move on to the job that they are really destined to have in their lives.
That's right. Ernst believes Iowans can survive on $15,000 a year.
That's an ad the Braley campaign unleashed on Iowa TV screens in late July, attacking his opponent, Republican State Senator Joni Ernst. On this issue, Braley's campaign is banking on a recent Des Moines Register poll that shows 65% of Iowans believe the minimum wage should be increased. Ernst has said several times she does not support a federal minimum wage, but believes individual states should set it. On the rainy first day of the Iowa State Fair, Congressman Braley speaks at the Des Moines Register's soapbox. He tells the crowd he has experience working with Iowa Republicans.
If you want to send somebody to Washington like me with a proven record of working with Republicans to solve tough problems and help Iowans, you need to get out the word to vote for Bruce Braley. But if you...
Democrats are trying to draw big distinctions between Braley and Ernst, calling her a fringe candidate.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. I am not extreme, I will tell you that.
That's Ernst responding to reporters following her first stop back on the campaign trail after annual duty with the Iowa National Guard. She's a lieutenant colonel. Ernst's character and background was on display for this event at a suburban Des Moines restaurant.
I was going to ask you all to take your seat, but that's not an option, so.
Surrounded by gigantic cinnamon rolls and a packed room, people watch a video highlighting Ernst's service in the Guard. It's now an ad making the rounds on Iowa TV stations.
Combat veteran and lieutenant colonel.
Leading convoys into Baghdad, I focused on one thing, complete our mission and bring every one of my soldiers home. And that's what we did.
Joni Ernst.
Right now, veterans issues are what this race has come down to. Republicans are questioning Braley's attendance of House Veterans Affairs committees. And when it was Ernst's turn at the Des Moines Register soapbox at the Iowa State Fair, she did not bring up her opponent. She kept it about the vets.
And I can tell you that our greatest treasure are these young men and women that have stood up for our United States, the great values that we have, the ideals we have, and our freedoms. So I am asking you to join me in celebrating this important treasure of Iowa. Thank a veteran today.
And just this week, Braley released his second ad playing up what he's done for veterans. While Democrats continue to paint Ernst extreme, Republicans maintain Braley is out of touch. Iowa voters will just have to keep watching the campaigns take on new themes as they make up their minds in a race that could determine which way the U.S. Senate leans.